Okay, Simon Kufay Bays. So Mechara brings down three sheets that's going to get whether Birkas HaMazon needs a case or not. So some say Birkas HaMazon needs a case. Even B'yachid means every single time you bench, you have to have a case, according to the first sheet. Some say you only need a case B'gimel. Some say that you only need a feel B'shleish. This is a mitzvah mechal v'rech al case. Either way, you want to close the door? Either way, there's a mitzvah min hamavchar to go ahead and make a bracha on a case. Now, the minute in most places, bedaka people are not so annoying to go ahead and bevarach al kais. Even yeshivas, you know, they have meaning 3, 10, you know, during the week, they don't go ahead and do it. So what's the sibus hadarvash? So Chashukhan Ovi says that the minig is not to do it. Why? He writes, because it's very expensive wine. Like, who could afford it? It's extremely expensive. And being that it's extremely expensive, yain v'yoker. So therefore, he says that there's simchin. Minig is to be simich on the day they don't need it. Just to get the lesson for you over here. And we drink water. Therefore, we all the ikkas like the Rishayna. Yesh medaklikim on Shabbat Yontif when they vizim the Baruch HaLakais. And Mepshal Hatzik. There are those which are machmir. And Sivkat and Gimel brings down Davar Barah. Filo man Sivkat and Gimel brings down Davar Barah. Filo man Sivkat and Gimel brings down Davar Barah. Filo man Sivkat and Gimel brings down Davar Barah. That was the minug. Because then, by them, yain was cheap. Therefore, he says in Medina's where wine's not so expensive. We don't do it because we don't have wine. It's very expensive, and we can't afford it. But vada, somebody could afford it, and Ashir would drink wine every single suda. Vada, so in his name, definitely there's ideal to go and make to do a case, but being that's expensive and difficult, if we don't do it, because of other bets, there would be technically a mile to do it. You know, could be there's another reason why people are doing it during the week is like you drink wine, so you get a headache. You know, that also could be maybe as far as semichan. You know, some people are better drinking wines than others. You know, but so. Okay, you can always do grape juice. I don't know how much time there is. It seems like the minig is not to be so much makmir, like the Chushukhan says on Shabbos until we go out and do it. And Aruch HaZubayna brings down that stipend has nishman anoig. And this is that was a minig. Chilek Aleph, Page, Pei Gimel, you know, that's what they bring down. It's definitely a good thing to do. Definitely a nice thing to do. It seems the minig is more Shabbos Yontif. Fine. Now, in terms of what the kais berachah should be, the kais berachah should be shal yayin, should dafka be shal wine, and not other shal mashkin. He says if there's no wine motzi, but it's a makim, and the shal mashkin be kachar medina, therefore make brachas me yayin. Then he says that then it could be So the mashmois is very important in the cloud and the gei kachar medina. The mashmois from the sip of air seems to be like only time something is kachar medina is if there's no wine motzi. So therefore, whenever you're dealing with Chamar Medina, we're talking about Birkas HaMazon, Tamar Avdala, talking about Apokasis, that's the Pasha Pshad, it says, Ein Yayin Matzi, so then we say, it turns into Chamar Medina. But if the Yayin is Matzi, then it's not good to Chamar Medina. Therefore, the Pasha Shadavash come out, that Chamar Medina is something which is something which is from the past, that's something which is not really to give Bizman HaZeh, because being that Bizman HaZeh that we that Yain is Matzah, and therefore you should not be able to use Chamar Medina. The Shiva Levi in Gimel Chavav, that's the Rabbi Ashiv, they want to say, they want to say that now which we have as Lush to Gotayah with the Malkin, that Yain's not Matzah in terms of Chamar Medina, that's only when if they're Kaveh Yain, you would drink a wine, so then if the yain is matzi, you have to do wine. If the yain is not matzi, then sheikh turns to Chamar Medina. But nowadays, no one uses wine as a kriyas al yain. That's not the normal surah and leifan. People do it. So therefore, they want to say that. Therefore, even if wine is matzi, it's not a problem. There's, if you kaveh al yain, other things can be Chamar Medina. But nowadays, if you're not kaveh al yain, so therefore, other things can be Chamar Medina. It's just the lady says it more by controlling the mitzvahs, and that's how I'm about it. But I saw Shimei Yashiv. he's maybe a little bit more happy about it. But either way, Vinizhi, Hamidina is really about a guy every time. Why? Because what's considered Hamidina? So first thing we have to get around the hurdle, Yain Matsyas, issue number one. Issue number two, it says you could do it, what can other things be Hamidina, but mine can't be Hamidina. So this one, Mishan Shuva says that, like, so what we consider Hamidina? He says that, what's the reason why mine's not Hamidina? Because there's no Hashivas to that, which is Hassan, which is Hashem. So Mishan's gather Hamidina is that, he says that soda, that is not Hamidina, that's mainly Mayim. He says the gather Hamidina is something which you would be Mechabed Arech Hashem when it comes. That's something you drink for thirst purposes. A thirst quencher or something, which Patur Hashivas, you go ahead and you go ahead and serve it. If he discusses Minigalas, he can use tea, milk, so he's not happy about it. That's something not so happy about it. It's something which a person does more to her, more to her thirsty, not so much to her habit, as he says, okay? And he's not so thrilled. Yes, so we're discussing the Chamar Medina. So,
okay.
Yeah. Hi. Okay. So we're discussing the Chamar Medina. So the first issue we mentioned that the Mechaber seems to say whenever, the only time you can be sent up on all the things for Chamar Medina is only a situation when there's no wine around. If there's wine around, then you can't be sent up Chamar Medina. So according to that, Kipshutai, that totally kills Chamar Medina because we have a Hashem in the store that thousands of kinds of wines. And therefore, you know, you cannot be able to use Chamar Medina for Abdallah, for Brigham Mazin, for Dalakrisis. So he said over Limus Chus and Shiva Lev, he wants to say that, you can say Limus Chus, that that which the Mechaber says, if it's Yain Matsi, you can't use other things for Chamar Medina, that's only in a situation where they were Kaveh Yain. In the old days, used to have Sudas, used to have one every single Sudas, therefore, other Mashkin aren't Chashim. Nowadays, we don't do that. Therefore, maybe other things could be considered Chamar Medina. So, because every time you deal with Chamar Medina, the first thing you have to get around is this Mechaber, which right, this thing is chos, not the greatest thing in the world. Now, the next main issue is what's considered Chamar Medina. So, Ramesha says that the gather of Chamar Medina is actually something which you, if you had a chashva guest coming over, let's say your rebbe's coming over, Shiva's coming over, what would you serve them? It has to be something which you would serve not for thirst purposes, something which is served as something which is going to be chashav. That's why Moshe Shua writes, not so happy about coffee, not so much tea, milk, those things, milk, person drink for, you know, have some cup of milk, right? That's more for thirst purposes. It's also tea, he's not so thrilled about. And it's just something which would be, you can have somebody with it. So the basis of a derech in America, probably the best thing with Chamar Medina would be like, yeah, I have orange juice, right? I think oranges, and it's also could we also get Roy Medina, Roy, you know, the Lashon, you have Roy people drink it. Therefore, they say oranges is considered, have sisters allergic to, she can't drink wine, so she takes oranges for the dollar basis. And that's considered, that would be considered Chamar Medina. Eretz Yisrael, they really have orange juice, really. I mean, they just have recently, they have that, whatever, but I don't know, Jump's not Chamar Medina. It says in Cheshivas to it, you're not gonna, like, it's not like Chashon walking in from a thing and jump on. But you can have a glass bottle and it could look like. Now I'm gonna get coffee and tea. So soda on which it says is no good because it's mainly mine. So, you know, soda's no good. I'm gonna get coffee and tea. So, are some, I think we say some almond, they say coffee and tea would be okay. But I guess he said maybe not, but there's a nusach of the prescriber once, so he says they have a little bit of problem with coffee and tea. Because manashach, if you serve it hot, so then the person, you can't drink it, right? You're supposed to have you have to drink right away. So you know, you're not going to drink it in the share, so you have to drink it. Elamai, you're going to wait till it cools down, so then you never serve cold coffee, you don't serve the chashva guest that. The Philip Prescribe says it's a little bit problem because I had to take it to want to drink. Cold, that's not the way people do it. So Shaila's iced coffee with manazah. Could be we're getting there, no? So, yeah, as the shine's coming more and more American. But either way, kids, either way it's very, very big deal because like the push it, the Makab Ramah asked me there's no Yain Matsubir, and being that the Yain Matsubir, it's definitely not so ideal. So when you get a case of the Muslim, the Chaver brings down that it shouldn't be pogum. That's made Jerusalem it comes a case pogum. There's also a kiddush, Abdullah, that something which is a case pogum, you should not go ahead and use it. Bidi Eved, if you have no other wine besides something which is pogum, so the Chaver says, B'shas al-chak, mevarchal a case pogum. B'shas al-chak, able to go ahead and make a bracha in it. If you have no case acher, and you can't go ahead and do it, so then able to go ahead and do it. Yeah, now how you besacking a case pogum? Case pogum is whenever you drink from it. See, how you besacking it? So the most ideal way is you pour a little wine into the cup which you drink from, and then you pour it back into the bottle. That definitely is the most ideal way to go and do it. We'll have that exam. Even Medina pouring a little wine into it should be enough. So it's other to put it back into the bottle, like this, to get all the shittas. So definitely the best even is pour a little in and pour it back. That definitely is the best even how to do it.
No problem
with two of those candles? Chayr or not. Chayr, I'm saying. Yeah. Now, what makes something a kais pogum? If you have a Gary's time, you make kiddush, right? So once you drink from it, so now you're making the kais into a kais pogum. So the question is, what's the most ideal way to do it by kiddush nadala, in terms of getting around the issue of kais pogum?
Can I support you to do a cup?
So the two options. One option is you can pour into a cup before you drink. That's option number one.
Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah reckon with that? It's his major issue.
What do you say?
The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring such an eitzah. Like Hillel saying, what he says, and the Chai Gam, since it's no Breira, so Mamele brings from the Taz and Magnarom, it's fine. Why is it any different than Kiddush, where you pour a little bit into another case? I'm just saying what Hillel is saying, because this was bothering me, why they don't say it, Bechla.
So one eighth of the mechaber brings down that if the mevarich makes a bracha on it and he passes around his kais to everyone else and never drinks from the kais which he drank from, that for sure is not a problem, because being that started off being a kais shalim has all one hemshech shtia, therefore it's all considered like one drinking, and therefore it's going to be okay. Which shemazam is matmiya, like how do you do this thing? We have guests, so we drink from the cup and give it to the next person and he drinks from the cup. We have him kavayin, he skip kavayin. You have to get back there one day. Kavayin, he brings down that if somebody drinks from a kohi, you shouldn't give it to another person because it's not healthy, and also you make the loyish the kohi, nichal shochan, you shouldn't drink a kohi and give it to other people because it's not healthy and it's moist to other people. If Western the minute. They bring down the stechem and says that being you're doing it for mitzvah purposes, if you're doing milvah suda for no reason, and a chadami, but being they doing for mitzvah purposes, therefore, we get the shemesh leidavara, and therefore that's the way the minig, where the minig comes from. Because the best eitzah really basically is basically pour out before you drink. That really is considered the best eitzah. Right, let's move on to kafei gimel. We're gonna get kashal bracha. So Marbi's down there really 10 things of kashal bracha. Some of the makim, some of the mar makim. Let's go through the different inyanim. So the chayav is on sif aleph, supposed to wash out the kesher bracha. He's a dachah b'fenim shtir b'chutz. You have to wash it out. What's the reason you have to wash it out? It's pasha has covered a bracha. You wash it out, it's covered a bracha, and therefore that's the reason you have to wash it out. Therefore, let's say it's already clean. You don't have to. So the whole point of really big one is to make it clean. If it's clean, you don't have to. Now the Kavachayim brings down based on Ariza, like the Nyanim, washing it out, even if it's clean, the Klippus and the Zachin, and brings this Episamayla pick up all to do it, right? Ikvitz Dari and these Nyanim, the same is of base. It says the wine, when you get the biggest Aretz, you're Mizgay, the Shoshvach Aretz, then it rubbing down that the our wine is not so strong on the Moisek. That's that the minig is that we don't do it. That also kachaim exam, the koyse sachin and sika, and so those who go more bakefas the malacha, kachaim smart, and maybe they're not going to do it, but this time you don't have to do it. My sif comes minig is it's tzarich latza achav koyse shalom, have to have a koyse shalom. What does koyse shalom mean? It shouldn't have any cracks. It shouldn't be broken. So Meis says a tshuva that in terms of using a chad pami kais, this is something which is a very great sugya, and you get a lot of different sugyas. So Meis is talking about kiddush and brachas hamazon, and Meis and gemul hametz. So Meis's opinion is, he says that there's a need to have a kais shalom. It means we see there's a need to have shalom, and what's he said to David? That it should be chashivas to it. So he wants to say that if you have so much a chad pami, then not so much chashivas to it. It's not a chashiva thing. And therefore he says it's chasaron in the chashiva shabai, and therefore he's not so happy about using it. He writes, if you don't have any other one, okay, beseder. But beside, he's not so happy about using it because he says it's a chasaron in, we see there's a mile of a klei shalom, and therefore he says it's a chasaron in the chashiva shabai. I think it's a little bit of taste what they say over Ramesha. The mashmais of Ramesha is that it's the word you need a klei shalom over here. It's not a shalom, there's a chashiva here, there's not a lot of chashiva. We'll be lucky to get it to Sadaim for a suit.
There's no
kishon. There's zinkais. Yeah. I don't find there's a zinkais. I don't think Ramesha would say when he gets his name suited that it's going to be a pound. Now, that, you know, a lot of people like a machmer, they're worried about it, saying the Quran, I don't think Ramesha, if you look at the Shimon side, he says it's the word of chashivas. Here you need a chashivas. I'm just thinking a regular tisadain. It would not be considered a issue. I sent a shout out to Rabbi Yashiv way back in the day. You know, I used to have that person who asked a shout out to Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv said, he said, Rabbi Yashiv, oh, that's a kaisa chaldavar, chad pami. Use it, and of course, the word, kaisa chaldavar, because let's, what you want, it's okay to use it. Now, this seems to be a minute, we put two kaisas. Another one, that's the biggest deal in the world, because one kaisa is not chashav, two kaisas is not any more chashav, and there's nothing to it.
What? Well, what's Rob talking about? A regular
plastic?
A regular plastic cup. Not the disposable
kiddush
cups. They make disposable.
That's a little more chashev, even in Ramesh's world. So like this, it's a little bit of a problem. This whole sugya, in other words, because it's really a Mishnayis Kelim and two Rambams, two Rambams, something which is disposable. Does have a shein kli or not? Kapitum v'tayr. That's really they're coming off of. If it's a shein kli, then the chayr and kapitum v'tayr was filled into kli. And so Kabbal Tumah, then Odin should be a clear copy of other things. And if it's not, it's not. That's where, Moshe brings reference to the Mishnah and Kalim. The Chizitza comes from a different barak in Kalim, and the Mishnah Lachas has maybe a different Rambam. That's what they're all coming off of. Now, this sugya really has ramifications in a couple different areas. It has ramifications of a Kiddush, let's say, in this Yadayim. So, if we're saying, Rabbi Yashar is saying it's a kais, and Moshe is saying it's a kais, I'll give you an example. Do you use plastic cups once in a while for Kiddush, you do it, okay? So, the only thing is that when it comes to your disposable pans for Tefillas Kelim, what do you do then? Same sukkah. Is it the same sukkah? Something which is disposable, which you're going to throw out. Does that have a shame? Clear or not? If it's a clear for a Tefillas Kelim, it should be high. If it's a, and it really should be like, across the board, the weave basically is the same thing, which seems to be a little bit problematic because it looks like the minhag olam when it comes to tefillas kelim seems to be a little more nigel hakel, right? A lot of times, and when it comes to over here, it seems to be also Arby Mekel that it is a case, and they're saying it's not a case. It seems to be a little bit of a steering on Hoka. So you try saying that maybe it's a Kli, but it's not Kli Suda, but it's very,
aluminum is not metal.
Right, so that's also a plan. Darabanan. Shiloh's Dreisa, Darabanan, aluminum, right?
Aluminum, they're also talking about plastic cups.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the Holy City is basically, you said it over here, the discussion at hand is something which is not for meant to be used over, is that a shame Kli or not? For plastic cups, and really it's the same concept. Now, you could say that Pshat is when you're dealing with just came, it's only Darabanan, it's aluminum, and it's not the stuff copy that we're Makel, and maybe there's a case, so it's not them, it's a little bit, somewhat
Do we have to betray or this possible deal?
I think so. We have to do it like that. Same. I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it's some to Mutsubai. That's the whole of the Hakshar.
No, the Hakshar has no Trifus on it. It's not like a terrible nuclear, right? The Magal, the Dwagal, right? Right, we outside Pesach, there's like two. Yeah. Right, so I've been there, it's just rolling on and table. So we have a saying, they're worried about that. There's going to be, they put a little like a chazer on the keli, and therefore it goes into it, and therefore you have to go ahead and then and do it. The reason why in America, like, no one ever heard of such a thing is because Kipshute, it's pogum. The stuff they put in, and what stuff like they did it, if they did it, it's pogum. And it's only mashu before, pretty across the board. I don't do it. Kipshutei. Somebody was just talking about the other night. Oh, somebody just told me he spoke to Israel. Israel said, like, shh, don't do it. Like, whatever. And I was like, well, everyone does it. No, because there's another Svara that the Pshat is Pogam, you're saying? Yeah, because Kipshutei is Pogam. How do we get into this? Yeah, anyway, copy to this Kalem, Master really Gilal, I was just back to this Kalem. Is that Yesh Lechalik, which this Wuchtim, something which you could use, just your plant, you throw it out because you're wealthy, that has a Shinkli, or something which Bechaps is not able to go and be used. This is really Ramosh's gun, really. Ramosh's like a Shtims. Ramosh's gun into his Kalem. He says, if you have the souls of pen, you use it 10 times. How about you? You're just going to throw it out because not with your time and effort. So that adds him something. Be soid as chayv. If something which can be reused, not meant to be reused, then that's not called a shimash chayzer, and therefore that would not be considered a kli. So that somehow is pretty glad. Then, Chad Ben Tzitzis Adam is saying about the Kiddush disposal is a kli. You could use a cup 5 times, you just want to throw it out, right? You know, some families write down, right? They write down the names of the cup of the kids and they reuse it, right? They try at least, but so same thing by the aluminum pans. It's so thick aluminum pans, if they use like once, like they're done, right? Like if you put liquid into it and you're using it a second time, there's a little
left. So in America, there would be chayav to?
In America, yeah, there would be in the Moshe's world. The betzim is besoid, something which can be reused, you're just deciding not to go in and reuse it.
Yeah, but the mishpachas that mark their names on the cups, they don't table their cups beforehand.
It's plastic.
Oh, I'm
saying. That's not chayav to this game. We're saying, but we know it's as shinkly for everything because it's chayav to be reused. The fact that you're deciding to throw it out, whatever, we're saying disposal pans, they don't. They're not the spot, the disposal pans, they can use it twice. Put gravy into it, it's like half dead, you know? Doesn't even want to make it out to the dining table, right? So therefore, that's the, damn how that would work. But Kabbalah, Ramesh says back to us, Lechel Chila, he says, Koy Shalom, he does not like disposable. Makam Sarach will be okay. So Mr. Ruby's end over here, but again, the back. Yerushimayim should wear a hat. Says itof, yishan gan kam lesatei for begad alyan, kanzah bechal itof. It says itof, chenago kayam biyisol beisgun mazin. They put a kaver rasheim. I feel like shu varak biyach b'kais. Says that's the minhag. Yeah, but to yerushmei the shadow, what does it mean itof? So the bach learns as any having two hats. So for example, is ma'ale yerushmei that one should wear a hat b'shas because of mazin. Since the ikker kafed is on a hat, jacket also seems. He brought down also to be a nice also brought down to be a nice thing. Fine, when you bekabel the kleis, you're supposed to bekabel the pshtei yodav, and then when you make the brachos, you hold it in your right hand and you don't hold it in your left hand. And the Rambam brings down dafka shlatiga small kleis, but if the small tachas yamin, he says bigger than if it's mutter. It's mutter, and the Mishmur doesn't like that. Mishmur says that's the min should be holding it, and the small shouldn't be holding it at all. So because you have two hands, and you hold it in your right hand. Now, Mishmur brings out from the shlo, that really the right way to hold the case is really holding it like that. Now, sometimes the case is like very, very heavy, right? I mean, sorry, very, very full. Like, four times was full up all the way. So I don't know, I feel like if you hold it like that, sometimes like it. It's supposed to go, no? Right? But, right, it's a shlal, Yishmael of Zeh, but like on Shabbos, on Kapanim, now besides make the bracha, it's brought down that first you have to pick up a tefach, it's on a table, you should pick a cup of the table tefach. It's brought down b'shas the brachis p'siyai p'yai in the shleis. Like this is a bracha always like kiddush asa. I mean, with kiddush asa, it's with the eyes in the case. It's a little bit of proud, right? Because it's supposed to get an era, it's supposed to get the case, it's like an adventure, a lot of things going on in Kiddush, right? Some say you do a little of each, you know? But, yeah. Now, after you make the, after you make the bracha, so you drink the case of bracha. Now, in terms of how much should you drink, that's not really over here, it's more in Tzaddik, that it's brought down that you have to drink a Mole Lugma, right? Now, if you drink Mole Lugma, you're getting yourself into Safik what the Bracha Achrein is. So, seriously, as you're getting into Bracha Achrein, it's just Safik. If it's not Gzayas or Revias, something just tells Mole Lugma is enough. Because you really should drink Revias, that you really should drink Revias, not to get yourself into Bracha Shailas. If you're drinking between Mole Lugma and Revias, you're getting yourself into Safik Bracha, so you should drink Mole Lugma. It's brought down to send the Kesha Bracha to your wife, in other words, that to drink from the Kesher Bracha. Fine. Yeah, where's the up to? Just then the Allah is going to get Kesher Bracha. Now, the Chabi afterwards discusses and gave the dinim of. It says, "Leading shol because a mazin, the yirum the kavod yishu b'shem is dina k'tfila." Very strong words. That because a mazin has a dina k'tfila, and therefore it's ancient. That just like in tfila, ain't shalom m'shem klal. That you can't answer anything. He says, "What's the reason why we're so machmer? It's more machmer krishma. I mean, since shemir pecham because on shem pecham makam echik tfila, we find there's a dimin to krishma. Same when you're walking, just like the first tfila." Over here, we're saying that you're not able to say where you're walking. Therefore, has a din of tefillah, and therefore you can't answer b'nei yirum b'nei kavod. You shouldn't, and you can't answer anything at all. So, stamazay this dimyon to tefillah, the Rav Tzvi takes a very, very chazak. He said, let's say somebody's at the beach, and he's not so dressed. Wants to know, can you bench? He says, oh, brachas, but said, it's not a problem. Maybe it's a maila, but says like because a mazim, mamash has a din of tefillah. And therefore, he says you have to get dressed, and you can't make a person's mazen in a situation where a person's not dressed, because see over here has a chumrat tefillah. Who didn't somebody's in pajamas? He says, it's like we give it a chumrat tefillah. So somebody's in pajamas. My daughter just asked me this now. But, or let's say, my daughter just asked me this now, but like, I don't know. But, you know, yeah. Now, the Chazon Ish, and Chaf Chas Gimel, now, as according to the Mishnah Berurah, we don't like tefillah, and therefore, who didn't, let's say, you're benching in the year, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. So, in Mishnah Berurah's world, because it didn't feel like you don't, just like Shmanesu, you don't answer, so to we you don't answer. Chazanesh, Chav Chaz Gimel, doesn't like this dimin so much. He says, maybe it's only Lishal Lahashiv, in COVID. He says, like Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Saparik, when they're in Baraka, and he says, Mechate is more common than Grishma. I watched research, something like that. As Baruch Kedusha has more of a hat than Shea Shalom. So you don't have Raya from the Mechaber. He just says, Kapi Shea Shalom, we're Machmer. But not as convinced that most of the Minig is to be Machmer. But, you know, we done it like Shmanesu, and the person should not answer during Birkas Hamas. Yeah. Now the Rav Hashulchan says, "In Havsik Ben Zevenida, Dina Ketfila Vasla Havsik, Avnei Sakana Avchim Rekrishma. In Muvet Tamias is Lamoshu Chav Rekrishma. Doesn't understand why. You thought Chazis Shmashim More Chav Rekrishma. This is amazing. Baru Tevi Mitei Mechalza Shmidar Ban. In Vyamach was only in first three brachas. Fourth bracha says about it's not Mechalza. The Shmur is only in the first three brachas. Once again, the fourth bracha would say Shmidar Ban, then it would not be." Like that. It is a prima godin, Kapay's name Chess, since he also has it because of Mazin, but it's very, very stark. So, the good case is definitely the fourth bracha we make all. That's not Chim, Timuyan, and Zuchumra. And definitely the fourth bracha we make all. The Rachamans, for sure, saying the Rachamans is just a minug. The Rachamans, for sure, he has a Kaz, Kalisha Barako, the Mokut Serik, and Mafsakaso, and doesn't have the Chumra. It's important that you have to sit Peshas because of Mazin, necessary when walking around. That's be they're covered. Kind of brings us a little bit important in halamichil. A lot of people like if you're eating the Danish, you should work halamichil. That's some state on the chesed be done v'yeshiva. Just like the bris matzen, over here also has to be done v'yeshiva. If somebody's traveling, then we'll kind of bring that in. Mahalach b'derech, v'yichol insach l'shav yeshiva v'ar fishin that mishuvah stuff. Somebody's traveling and it's causing to stop and el chanami, but b'yisoid. Person is supposed to be sitting down. When it's halachas, but also the baruch b'asim malachay, not making brachah. You're doing something. This applies to all brachas. Probably the place that most think is ashi yatzar, volunteer sedayin. So you wash your hands, and like as you're drying your hands, you go in to make a bracha. That's some state that you're not allowed to make a brachah in isim malachay. All the ashi yatzar sides, right? All the charts, I'm like, don't. Right? Should be drying your hands, b'shas ashi yatzar, and that's the state, and yeah. Okay, next week we'll try.